On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's golf team took part in the Upper Iowa Invite last weekend. Good news is it was 70 and sunny and there was no snow there. Joined by Andrew Ellefson, finished at 155 for the two rounds. Looking at that score, I'm sure you'd like to have a better score, but all things considered, tied for 43rd, there had to be 43 pretty good scores turned in because your score isn't bad.
No, yeah, there was a lot of good play this weekend. John led the way for our team, shot 200 for the tourney, so that was always good. And all the teams played really well this week.
You guys haven't been outside as of yet. Obviously, looking out the window, you can see why. Have you been able to play at all? Did you go to South for spring break, or is this the second time you've been outside this spring?
This is, well, my second tournament, everyone on our team's second tournament, but yeah, everyone kind of did their own thing, went south if they wanted to, and just kind of, yeah, did all their own stuff, and we're just happy to be playing in competition.
What was it like, 70 and sunny?
It was nice. Got a little sunburn and just enjoyed the weather, and we were expecting rain, but it ended up being perfect for golf, so we were happy.
You guys do head to the NSIC Championships this week. You've got to go a long way south to get that done, and hopefully the big snowstorm that's going through much of the country isn't going to hit that far south. But you personally, we'll start with that. What do you need to work on here before the week?
Just putting. You got to make putts to score well out there, and it's hard when you can't be out on the greens up here working on that stuff. So I think it's the same for everyone. That's the biggest problem on our team right now. So we'll see what happens.
What is the plan for the week to try to get you guys ready?
Just hitting to the nets a little bit, stay loose, and just, you know, go down there, get in a practice round and get a feel for everything again and try and leave off from where we were this weekend.
I know that there are a lot of teams that are in the same boat that you guys are. Still, three tournaments and you've got the NSIC Championships. That doesn't seem quite right to me that you'd have them so soon, but the spring season is so short. How difficult is it just to get yourself into a spring mentality again and try to be playing well?
It's a little tough. I mean, obviously coming out of, you know, 6 months, not really seeing your ball fly anywhere, just hitting into the nets, you're going to be a little rusty, but things come back pretty quick. And, you know, most of the teams, at least in Minnesota, have the same problem we do. So just having the right mindset and going out there and just playing and seeing what happens.
As a team, you guys started the fall a little slow, but boy, you picked things up as the fall portion of the season went on. As a collective group, are you happy with how you guys have progressed throughout the course of this school year?
Yeah, definitely. We made some good moves towards the end of the year and starting into the spring. I mean, we're playing our best golf right now, and we're just going to try to carry it over into the NSIC and hope that we finish strong for the end of the year.
How impressed were you with the play of John Hofdahl? 2-under for the tournament last weekend. That's a heck of a score no matter what.
Yeah, John played really well. Swings looked good all year, and it's good to see that it's, you know, paying off right now, especially coming out of the snow. And he's a solid player, and expect good things from him.
The rest of you guys pick some things up from him, or everybody's swing is, for the most part, unique enough where you maybe can't emulate them a whole lot, but can you pick anything out of his game that you can use?
I mean, he's just a good ball striker, good putter. He's got just solid game everywhere. So, yeah, you can always learn something from him.
Good luck this week.
Thank you.
For more information about the BSU golf team, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is coming up next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.